Palestine Today, a service of the International Middle East Media Centre, www.imemc.org, for Tuesday, June 6, 2006. 5 injured in an RPG attack on Preventative Security Headquarters in Gaza. Meanwhile, in the West Bank, 1 resident injured in an unexplained explosion in Hebron, and army sets farms in Tayasa village on fire. These stories and more coming up. Stay tuned. Five Gaza City residents were injured, including 2 PA officers, when 3 RPGs, rocket-propelled grenades, landed at the Preventative Security Headquarters in Gaza City on Tuesday afternoon. One of the 5 was seriously injured in the attack, and all were moved to a nearby hospital for treatment. The other 4 injuries were between moderate and light, medical sources reported. Eyewitnesses said the RPGs were launched at the headquarters from a nearby building, causing a lot of damage as well as injuring the 5 Palestinians. Official sources have confirmed the incident and said that an investigation into the reasons and group behind the attack has begun. They have so far refused to make any speculation about who could be responsible. On Tuesday, 1 resident from Hebron City was injured in an unexplained explosion. The Israeli army has intensified its presence in several parts of the city. Abdullah Al-Fattah Ezaiha sustained several cuts across his body due to an explosion from an as-yet unidentified cause. He was moved to a nearby hospital for treatment, medical sources reported. On Tuesday, the Israeli army has intensified its presence in the Old Town area of the city and are stopping and searching residents before allowing them to pass, local sources reported. Israeli armed forces have set fire to farmlands belonging to villagers from the village of Tayasa, east of the West Bank city of Chubas, Tuesday at dawn. The soldiers fired light bombs which landed on the fields that the farmers used to herd sheep. Troops prevented Palestinian fire brigades from putting out the fire to prevent the destruction of the land, local sources reported. Israeli fighter jet fired light bombs near the city of Chubas, causing further fire and crop damage, sources added. Crops are the main source of income for residents in the Chubas area. The Israeli army arrested 1 resident from the West Bank city of Tokaram Tuesday morning. The army invaded the city and surrounded and searched the house of Samia Barhosh, 34, then arrested him. Barhosh was taken to an unknown location, local sources reported. Barhosh works as an officer in the Palestinian Authority National Security Force in the city, the sources added. Palestinian resistance fires 2 homemade shells at Sderot. The Al-Quds Brigades, the military wing of Islamic Jihad, fired 2 homemade shells at the Israeli town of Sderot on Tuesday. In a press release, the brigade said that this action is a response to the ongoing Israeli attacks against Palestinian civilians and the Israeli state policy of targeted assassinations of Palestinian political and armed resistance leaders. The brigade stated in their press release that they will continue their resistance against the illegal Israeli occupation and ongoing repression of the Palestinian people. 1 soldier from the Israeli army has committed suicide in Al-Aqba village mosque east of the West Bank city of Chubas Monday at dawn. The soldier killed himself after attacking the village and showering the villagers' homes with live rounds. Afterwards, he went to the village mosque and fired a round into the walls and belongings of the mosque, causing severe damage before shooting himself. He died instantly, eyewitnesses reported. More than 300 Israeli soldiers invaded the village of Achba, east of the West Bank town of Chubas, and imposed curfew on the village Tuesday morning. According to the local villagers, soldiers and army vehicles, along with helicopters, were deployed in the invasion. Soldiers are conducting house-to-house searches in the village, and more troops are taking position on residents' rooftops, the villagers added. Israeli armed forces arrested 6 residents in a massive military invasion to the West Bank city of Nablus Tuesday at dawn. Massive army forces entered the city and nearby Balata and Al-Ain refugee camp. Soldiers used sound bombs and live rounds as a cover, eyewitnesses reported. Soldiers searched scores of homes in several parts of the city and 2 refugee camps before arresting the 6 residents and taking them to unknown locations. Among the arrested are Yasser Caldona, 18, Abdullah Al-Halim Dawhad, 19, Ahmed Abu Razek, 25, Tahassin Kalohna, 18, Khamsa Al-Basatami, 25, and Dawhad Mahawi, 30, local sources reported. Mu'taz Hanesha, 27, was arrested when troops invaded the village of Kabatia, south of the West Bank city of Jenin, Tuesday at dawn. Army vehicles entered the village and soldiers searched several homes and checked residents' ID cards, local sources reported. Hanesha was arrested when troops searched his house and he was then taken to an unknown location, his family said. And that's just some of the news for today in Palestine. For constant updates, check out the International Middle East Media Centre website, www.imemc.org. As always, thanks for joining us. From Occupied Bethlehem, this is Palestine Today, brought to you by Penny Quinton and Ghassan Benoura.